Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you for hanging out with me. Now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Doug Obey is our guest. He joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. Certified financial planner emeritus, and he is the author of Money and the Human Condition. You're going to want to buy two, because when you read it, you're going to want to give one away. Hey, Doug, thanks again for being here. I can't let you be here without talking about real estate. You know how much I love real estate. I just think I've never completely understood Wall Street. And the older I get, every year that goes by, I feel like it's rigged against the little guy. But I understand real estate, and I just think that if I were talking to a young person right now, I would tell them, well, at least get as smart about real estate as you educate yourself about the stock market. What do you think?
Well, if people want to know how I have made my money, they can read my book because it's all about real estate.
Yeah,
it's much more than just about real estate, but I give a lot of personal anecdotes about what I've done and how I've done it. And real estate has attributes to it that no other asset class has. But it's changing tremendously right now. You're going to have commercial real estate where offices are going to have to be repurposed. I think companies have realized they were tiptoeing into it and the pandemic forced them to go in whole hog. I think they're going to realize they don't have to have so much office space, and so
CEOs I've interviewed in the last 9 months have said they couldn't believe how well their people were working from home, and then their next statement was, "Tell me again why I'm paying $5 million a year in rent."
Exactly. All right, so I think that it's going to be a major, turnover, if you will, of how real estate is used.
You like single family, multifamily as alternatives to commercial?
I like absolutely residential. That's all I do. I've never even bought retail.
Here's the encapsulation to me for real estate, especially residential, but any kind of rental real estate that you can keep rented. And that is that you can, if you're the bank, if you can get yourself to a point where you can buy the property for cash, if you're the bank, you can make 8-9% on an asset that's going to continue to appreciate that you can take a tax deduction on. There are no stocks like that.
That's true. All right, but you can't underestimate or go into real estate blind either.
There's risks and there's work. It is higher maintenance than stocks. Go ahead.
That's absolutely. And I would recommend people don't necessarily pay cash. I understand where you're coming from in that recommendation, because if you own it with no debt whatsoever, then you've mitigated
your
risk almost entirely.
Well, you're the bank. 100% of the return comes to you.
That's an income asset at that point. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. not a growth asset. So it depends where you are in your lifestyle or your lifespan. All right? At our age, then maybe we should be owning things cash. All right? I have a different view. I'm trying to leverage up as much as I can only because I know we have to inflate our way out of this debt.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to happen in the next year or two, but ultimately that's what we have to do. So debt is going to become worth less, and assets will continue to appreciate. So right now, I'd rather have lots of debt and lots of assets.
Well, and most people are not going to have hundreds of thousands of dollars laying around that they can do that with. Everybody's situation is different, but I'm just saying, the sooner you can get to that point, pay it down, pay that property down, and own it. When you're the bank, I mean, that's the key. Hey, Doug, give us the website one more time, please.
DougObey.com. Very
easy, folks. And check out his book, Money in the Human Condition, Douglas Obey. Hey, Doug, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do.
We'll see you next time. Doug Obey, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.